Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The Recap Show is an inside look for fans into the world of global soccer, women's sports, and all things gal culture.
From the inside perspective of two World Cup champions and Olympians.
Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Thursday. It is the last drive time with DeRussia of this week. Dan is off. Josh is in for him. Laura, she doesn't take time off. I don't take time off. Josh doesn't take time off.
No.
Dan, dead to us.
Dan who?
How dare he?
Dan who?
Yeah, exactly. It's good to be spending some time with you today. I hope you get the chance to be with some family or friends tomorrow. Get to a 4th of July parade, see some fireworks, grill up some dogs. What's the move? Josh, if you had to pick a 4th of July meat to grill, what would your go-to be?
I'm going to go the non-traditional route and go burger.
Burger.
Got to go with the nice burger, yeah. I think hot dogs are just too common. That's just too...
I mean, you sort of set yourself up there for something a little more dramatic than burger. I'm going to go the non-traditional route. I thought you were going to say, like...
I mean, it is. The hot when people think 4th of July, I mean...
I think a lot of people have burgers. I don't know. Burger,
maybe
dog. I don't know. We're having fajitas. So we bought some flank steak. We're going to make fajitas tomorrow. Should be great. Why not? Why not?
Love it.
It's going to be hot. I'll tell you that much.
Get some cold cuts
I don't
ready.
Even know if I'll... I may not have to turn the grill on. Just open the lid.
Just let it cook.
There.
Save some gas or charcoal, whichever you prefer.
We're a charcoal operation.
Yeah.
But, all good stuff. Well, enjoy it. We still have one more hour to go. Charlie Oaks will join us at 5:30. A little bit of summer movie preview. So I'm looking forward to that as we, a lot of people, I think, are going to be enjoying the air conditioning of a movie theater over this weekend. Do you want to go see Jurassic World or not? So Charlie will give us a scoop on that. But let's do the D-Rush Hour News headlines, the lead.
Now, time to get you caught up on some of the biggest stories of the day. These are the DeRush Hour headlines.
Good evening. Our top story.
This just in.
Our top story.
And we begin tonight with.
We begin tonight.
We begin tonight.
We begin tonight.
We begin with the lead.
And the top story nationally is the fact that President Donald Trump got his way despite a lot of House Republicans speaking up against spending that added to the deficit, concerns about booting people off of Medicaid. They all got in line. 218 Republicans voted yes in favor of what they called the Big Beautiful Bill. Just two voted no in the House. This happened just this afternoon. President Trump will be in Iowa tonight, for sure celebrating what has been a week of wins for him. What will this mean for Minnesota and for Western Wisconsin? We do not fully know. We will not be surprised if there has to be adjustments to the state budget as the state figures out what holes are created in federal funding. We do know that there will be tax cuts, permanent tax cuts, a bunch of temporary cuts that were made in 2017. Small businesses get write-offs. Corporations get a lower cap on the credit for charitable giving. So let's hope that they step up and give to charity, because there are some safety net issues when it comes to health care, when it comes to food stamps. And we're going to need those corporations and those rich people who are getting what they wanted, which is more control over their money. The other part of that equation is that now you will have you're going to get to keep your money. But let's hope you step up and donate and try to help some of the folks who may end up needing more help from the private sector, from nonprofits, because of what has happened with this new budget. Our second story in the lead is in the Minnesota Star Tribune, a story that is just posted late this afternoon, and it's a part of the immigration picture that many of us did not expect to be a factor, and that is 24 Hmong Minnesotans are awaiting deportation after a new round of ICE arrests. The Star Tribune reporting that the St. Paul Field Office for Homeland Security recently posted the names and arrest photos of men from Laos or Thailand. The agency said they were living in the country illegally and had a criminal record, but most of the men are in their 40s and their criminal records, in some cases, dated back more than a decade. There is concern about Hmong Minnesotans who are here legally, who are legal immigrants, and the threat of deportation has a lot of concern. This is a story we'll continue watching into the next week. The criminal records are different. You know, different people have different stories. But some of these cases involve people, men who came to Minnesota and at the age of 18 were marrying 16-year-olds, and then they got convicted for being a sex offender. But, you know, I mean, advocates are saying, look, this was more of a cultural misunderstanding of what the laws are and the expectations are, certainly not the current standard of what a sex predator would be. It'll be a big story here in the Twin Cities over the next couple days, and we'll continue watching that. Our next story in the lead is that 4th of July festivity, a time where communities come together, where friends get to make new friends, where celebrating America and celebrating our freedom and independence means parades and music and food. And Delano has one of the state's oldest parades and biggest celebrations that's underway right now. Let's go to the John Schuster Coldwell Banker hotline and talk with Dave Potter, who is one of the volunteers on Delano's 4th of July committee. Dave, it's good to talk to you. How are things going out there besides being smoking hot?
We're ready for it. Thanks so much for having me. I'm watching them stripe the softball fields, and we're ready for the crowds.
So Delano's parade is legendary. The parade tomorrow morning, it's huge. How long do you expect start to finish that parade to go?
Ooh, starts at 10:30, probably going to finish somewhere around 2 o'clock. You know, it's been going for 169 years as 7 marching bands, and right now 115 registrants. That's going to push to 140.
Wow.
I know.
Now, how many ding-dong politicians are going to be in there? I mean, nobody wants to see these guys, right?
You know, that is the one question I didn't ask. It's always there. We know they're going to, you know, be out there promoting their perspective.
We like that they're there. We like to see, especially our local representatives. I always love to see them out of the parades and pressing the flesh a little bit, for sure. 7 marching bands, you said? That's amazing.
7 marching bands. It's going to be a fantastic turnout. We're expecting 35,000 people in town for the parade.
Now, Bob Sansevier is the Grand Marshal of the parade.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are asking why I'm not the Grand Marshal. I've been getting a lot of questions. I don't blame you individually for this, but, you know, there's a lot of, I'm hearing a lot of people wondering how do you defend Delano here? Dave.
Well, I'm going to work my magic. And, you know, next year is Delano's sesquicentennial. I can't believe I pronounced that right.
Oh, 150
years.
Too, yeah.
We're celebrating, and 250 for USA. So big event. Maybe next year.
All right. I'll be on my best behavior when I'm out there tonight, for sure. One of the things I love about what you guys have done with this whole weekend of festivities is just innovating with all sorts of new things that you've added into the mix, because it is, you get everybody coming to town for the carnival and for the parade and for the fireworks on Sunday, but I feel like you have all of these programs that really are designed for your own neighbors, for the people in Delano. From this, tell me about some of your favorite things that you guys are doing this year.
Oh, it's amazing. This year we have a smoke show that's going to go off tomorrow on the 4th at 4:30. So after the parade ends, and that's kind of geared towards kids that are under 10, so parents don't have to keep them up late at night. We have an expanded stage with over 21 musical acts, two stages. Classic car show on Saturday that's now expanded to a bike show as well. We have trap shooting, an expanded market in the park with over 50 vendors, as well as some additional food. So this event just continues to grow.
Yeah, what does it mean to Delano to be like to be so known for this? It has to be a pretty cool. I mean, there's a level of pride we all have in our hometowns, but this is something special.
You know, I looked into this. I've been involved with this this group for 13 years, and we looked around the country. Where else do seven volunteer organizations come together? And over 970 volunteers, 4,300 hours of volunteerism here, and all of the money, 100% of what gets collected, goes back into the community to over 30 community organizations. So it really is the glue that binds us together. I mean, there are so many people serving beer. We're going to grill 10,000 hamburgers, 6,500 pork chops, 4,500 corn on the cobs. And it just takes a massive effort, and people here are stepping up.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait. The reason I'm doing the show from my basement today is I'm loading up the family and we're coming out. So I'll see you out there in about an hour or so.
I have a parking spot for you, so you won't have to walk.
I'm excited to get out there and hope everybody, you can go to delano4th.com, 4th.com. If you want to check out, sort of plan what, you know, there's like magic shows and all sorts of fun stuff over the next couple of days. So make a weekend of it. Come on out a couple times, but good stuff. Look forward to it. Thank you for spending a little bit of time with us this afternoon, Dave.
Thank you so much. We'll see you shortly. Have a wonderful time.
Very good. Dave Potter, Delano, a big parade. You know, I was looking at the lineup, Josh. I was looking at the lineup for the parade. They've got like the whole list. And I think, you know, good for Bob. He's fine. Bob is the president of the rodeo in Buffalo. He's a great guy.
I was talking to our boss, Brad Lane. He'll be out there, yeah. I think, either today or tomorrow. The one takeaway I can't ever get over when I go out to Delano for the 4th, especially on the – I think they only do this on the 4th, is the hourly cannon or whatever they're doing as far as like a fireworks – some maybe like a fireworks test that goes off at the top of each hour and it doesn't – there's not really a warning. I think they started doing it now for the games, for the players, over their little speaker. But there's at the top of every hour, there's like a cannon that fires off, and it gets me every time because you don't know it's coming, and it just out of nowhere kind of just triggers this kind of midlife panic in your brain. So
that's crazy.
But Delano's great.
Well,
it's a great time.
Our YouTube traffic reporter, Lethal, is in Delano right now and saying the streets are jammed, the park is jammed. Delano is hopping right now. So very good. It is 5:21. Let's break. When we come back, page two of the D-Rush Hour news headlines, where we'll be talking about a bear on the loose in Minnesota farm fields. An update on Red Panda, the NBA halftime entertainer who broke her left wrist. And are we one of the most optimistic regions in the country? D-Rush Hour News Headlines, page two, coming back in a minute.
Yo, it's Jay Uso from WWE.
And I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino
and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
Yeah. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Rush Hour News headlines, page two. We begin with a bear on the loose in Minnesota farm fields, and that bear is stealing honey. Oh, very dramatic, very dramatic. I'm telling you, this is what a bear should be doing, right? If you've got a bear on the loose in Minnesota, it should be stealing honey. This story in the Minnesota Star Tribune, a grandma with a camera captured drone footage of a young bear suspected in a honey theft. such a strange story in the Star Tribune, but kind of funny. The lost young black bear that she photographed is now suspected in a beehive break-in. Carol Bauer captured this footage of the bear just kind of doing its thing. Kind of our DNR wildlife experts say that this does sort of happen this time of year. June is when the DNR gets reports of bears at unexpected places because mothers usually kick their yearlings out of the house at this time of year. So these young males, wander off looking for new territory to call their own. I was surprised to see how many bears are in this state. DNR estimating between 13 to 18,000 black bears in this state, mostly in the northern third. Red panda is going to be okay.
Come on, walk it off. Rub some dirt on them.
Yeah, red panda sort of bit it in a game the other day. Red panda was at the Commissioner's Cup, and red panda wiped out. This story in the TwinCities.com in the Pioneer Press saying that red panda is going to be all right. The news is good because the video is horrifying. So the video of red panda absolutely wiping out is playing right now on our YouTube feed. And it is, it's a little scary because red panda is up. And you know, Josh, you know red panda, right? Not everybody mm-hmm. does. But red panda performs at halftime.
Yep.
She's on this 7-foot-tall unicycle. And she fell off it. Like, she usually, like, balances all this stuff on bowls on her feet, flips them on her head. Mm-hmm. She's in her mid-50s. She is an incredible entertainer. Very popular at NBA halftime shows. But she bit it. Pioneer Press saying via her agent that she spent 11 hours in a local hospital. She had a procedure on her left wrist. A couple of Link staff members stayed with her the whole time. She is now back home in San Francisco. She will likely have an additional procedure on her wrist at some point in the future. But hopefully she'll be ready to start the season, you know, to start the NBA season. And be back in action. When you think of the Twin Cities, do you think of us as an optimistic place? So nice. Twin Cities Business Magazine reporting. This is Drive Time. Minneapolis residents are happy. Generally happy. 70% say the city provides a great experience. Families with children are among the most optimistic. They say, when you ask families with children, 73% say they feel positive about what's ahead. 70% of locals say Minneapolis offers an overall positive experience. One of the interesting insights in this survey, Twin Cities Business reports, is that there may be an opportunity here in that we're ranked as a healthy city, one of the healthiest in the country, and we're seen as a potential haven should climate change make life unpleasant in other parts of the country. So figuring out how do you take advantage of that is something worth considering. That is the D-Rush Hour News headlines, page two. We are going to talk movies in just a couple of minutes. It's been a bit since we've talked to our friend Charlie Oakes, our Gen Z movie critic. He has seen the most talked about movie in the country, Jurassic World. We'll get his take on that and preview some of the other summer blockbusters. What Charlie's looking forward to the most when we...
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around waiting for the track to dry is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey wherever you get your podcasts.
Come back. Ah, Jurassic World Rebirth is in theaters. Starting yesterday, this is the big Jurassic franchise return, a rebirth of the franchise as well. Our friend, Gen Z movie critic, the Charlie Oakes Cinematic Experience is with us on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Charlie, it's good to talk to you.
It's good to talk to you. It's been a while.
It has been a while. I was thinking about that, but boy, what a perfect time to bring you back, because this, I think, right now is when people are thinking about summer. You're thinking about the movies you want to see. And Jurassic World, I think, with the new director, Scarlett Johansson, Mahershala Ali, you're like, all right, this could be good. You've seen it, right?
Yep. I had the chance to catch it last night.
And the plot, is it the same bit as always? Everything's fine and then it's not? Or what is the story?
Yeah, you know, it's a bit of a twist. They have to get samples out of these dinosaurs, but they have to be alive. And it's sometime in the near future where dinosaurs are kind of a current thing going on and people are used to them, like they're in zoos. And this is kind of a normal thing for people to see. But they have to get samples from these dinosaurs that are alive in order to fund a research project. And I'm not going to say anything more, but, you know, knowing some of the previous films, you can see where that might go sideways.
Right. Exactly. The director here, I think there's been a lot of interest and excitement to see what Gareth Edwards would do with this franchise. And some of the reporting has been that if you like the original Jurassic movies, sort of the Steven Spielberg era, that this sort of recaptures some of that vibe. Is that how you felt about it?
Yeah, I'd say that's somewhat accurate. I mean, Gareth Edwards is someone who's very familiar in the sci-fi space and kind of the grand scale of visuals. I mean, he directed Star Wars, A Rogue One Story, and also The Creator. And those are two films that are very visually stunning and have this scale component to it. And I think Spielberg is, you know, he knows what he's doing in terms of scale too. So I'd say there's definitely hints of that. But in terms of my opinion on it, I think you should see it. I think it's worth seeing. But the first half, I think, is really what the kicker is here. And then from there, I felt it had some questionable decisions in terms of plot.
Yeah, the reviews have been sort of mixed on it, right?
Yeah, they have. And I went in with an open mind as usual. And, you know, some people, like, this is their thing. Like, they're huge Jurassic Park, Jurassic World fans. I guess if I had to tie myself to a franchise, I'd say I'm more of a Marvel guy. So I went in not being, you know, like a super fan, but I still found it entertaining and fun. And, you know, obviously movie opening night is always a great time.
For sure. Especially this weekend. It's going to be nice to have some air conditioning. There's no doubt about it. Charlie Oakes is with us. Jurassic World Rebirth is out this weekend. Superman is next up, right? Is that the biggest one that you're waiting for?
Yeah, you know, it's between that and Fantastic Four, the first steps, which are only 2 weeks apart. Both non-origin story films. So this is not going to be an intro to the character. This is going to be more of, okay, you know, we know who Superman is. We know who the Fantastic Four are. Here it is in their universe. And I'm predicting Superman to make anywhere from $700 million to $1 billion box office.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Crazy.
It's going to be right on par with Jurassic World.
And what do we know about this latest reboot of Superman? Because this is not like an origin story type situation, is it?
No, it's not. And this is James Gunn's first. He's the director, and he's also directed some of the Guardians of the Galaxy. So he'll have those fun elements into it. And I think he does really well, and I'm really excited to see it. This is going to be. It's obviously a new Superman actor, David Cromsweat, and I'm really excited to see how this turns out. We have Nicholas Holt as Lex Luthor, the main villain. He's been great this year in multiple projects. Yeah, I mean, we're going to be in a whole new world of Superman, so disregard anything from previous films. This isn't a multiverse situation. This is a standalone universe, so there's not going to be any kind of crazy cameos from movies, you know, 20 years ago. So it's its own thing.
Charlie Oakes is with us. Charlie, one of our viewers on Facebook, Kevin, has a question about the Jurassic World movie. He wants to know if them filming on actual film, did that add to the aesthetic when you watched this movie last night?
Wow. I didn't even know that it filmed on actual film. I had the chance to see it in Dolby. It's actually not having an IMAX release, which I found surprising. But to answer the question, I can't say it does because I didn't know it was even on film. I actually just saw The Materialists a couple days ago, and that one was with Pedro Pascal and Chris Evans and Dakota Johnson, directed by Celine Song, and that was one of the films where you could really see the film grain. I think, I don't know if it was 35 or 65 millimeter, but you could really feel it and see it. And I can't say the same for Jurassic World, to answer your question there, Kevin.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Apparently they use Kodak and Panavision and kind of old school shooting this on sort of analog filmmaking.
That surprises me because it's like, how do you do that? And then you have a T-Rex in the same frame.
Right. Right. Yeah. I don't know. I'm Googling this as we speak, but like obviously there's still a digital elements here. But they
one thing I will mention, this didn't happen in our specific theater, but Christopher Nolan's new movie, The Odyssey, which is going to be coming out July of 2026, had its first teaser trailer that played after all the trailers in front of Jurassic World, after the whole. Nicole Kidman, AMC spiel, like right. The first, it was the last thing before the movie. And it didn't happen in my theater. Well, it played in my theater, but I'm saying it didn't happen in my theater. But some people I've seen online literally just got a ticket to see the teaser trailer and left without watching.
No way.
Yep. Oh, yep. That's how anticipated this film is. I'd probably say it is my most anticipated film of all time. I mean, it's going to be insane. But yeah, we're a ways away.
All right, Charlie Oakes is with us. You mentioned the Fantastic Four.
Yep.
That comes out late July, right? What do we know about the Fantastic Four?
Yep, July 25th. Well, it's going to be Pedro Pascal's conclusion to, his kind of summer that he's having, I'd say. I mean, he's been in three films in 1 month, and, he's doing great. But, yeah, this is similar to Superman. This is going to be not an origin story film. A lot of people see Marvel as kind of this, after Avengers Endgame, I'm not really into it, because some people say they're doing too much and this multiverse and it's confusing. But this is going to, again, be its own thing. These actors are scheduled to be on Avengers Doomsday, which is coming out next year. So I'm curious to see the tie-in to that and other future Marvel projects. But this is going to be great. It's got like a 1960s retro-futurism kind of aesthetic going on with it. Great cast. And I'm really looking forward to it. It's going to be a lot of fun. And I personally am more of a Marvel guy than I am DC, but you know, I think I'm equally excited here. It's going to be a great summer for the superhero fans.
Pedro is also in Eddington, right?
Yeah, that's one of them that I called out in one of our earlier sessions this year that, you know, at the time didn't even have a release date. But I said, you know, keep an eye out for this one. This is going to come sometime this year. And sure enough, now we have trailers for it. You know, comes out next week, July 18th. I guess that'd be 2 weeks, but... yeah, that's an Ari Aster film. So my
that's sort of a COVID, like that's a COVID-19 sort of timeline, right?
Yeah, it takes place during COVID in New Mexico, kind of a Western. And one thing about Ari Aster's films is the trailers don't show kind of what you're in for. This is the same director as Midsommar, Hereditary, Beau's Afraid, which I think all could be considered kind of horror films, psychological thriller. I mean, they're all very disturbing. But, you know, this trailer looks the least Ari Aster that I've seen. But knowing him, you know, it's like you have no idea what you're in for. It could be something completely different. But, yeah, it's COVID. So that's going to be interesting to see on the big screen.
Right. Do we want to go back to that era? Do we want to relive that? I mean, it's been 5 years, but still, like, I don't know. I'll be really curious what the reaction to that movie is.
Yeah, and again, that's an all-star cast. You got Joaquin Phoenix, Pedro Pascal, Emma Stone, Austin Butler. It's going to be great. You know, I'll certainly be seeing that open night, too.
Where are you in terms of excitement about Happy Gilmore 2, which comes out at the end of July?
I'm excited. I think it's fun that they got some of the pros in there. Like, I know McElroy's in there, and
yes,
they got a couple other pros to actually be in the movie, which I think is fun. And that's good. I think that's coming out just on Netflix. I think Adam Sandler signed on for like 8 Netflix movies or something in this crazy deal. But I mean, Adam Sandler, you can't go wrong. And you know, Happy Gilmore, again, classic. So I think I think it's going to be a lot of fun. But I always love.
I didn't know that was Netflix only. Netflix only. That's it seems like we've sort of been moving away from the streaming only release in over the last year anyway.
Yeah, Netflix, I feel like, kind of still is at the top of the throne there in terms of like exclusive releases for films. But I'm really looking forward to it. I mean, it's going to be fun. We're going to see some old faces and some new faces and the pros. And I think it's going to be a good sequel to, you know, what is a movie loved by many.
All right. Anything you're going to see this weekend, 4th of July weekend, or are you done with your movie watching?
Well, I'll be seeing something this weekend. I don't know what it is. You know, whatever speaks to me. But one thing I will mention for all my physical media collectors, go to Barnes & Noble this weekend. There's a half-off sale for the Criterion Collection. So you can find some classic films there at 50% off at Barnes & Noble. So that's what I'm calling out.
All right. All right. Very good. Charlie, it was great to have you on. Nice to visit with you. And we'll after a couple of these other movies you've seen, we'll have you back.
Yeah, let's do it. Thanks, Jason.
Good stuff. Charlie Oakes. Got his finger on the pulse of the movie scene. We love having him on. It's 5:50. We'll wrap up the show and deliver you to Henry Lake in just a minute here on CC. Henry Lake is coming up next. Minneapolis Club. We appreciate their partnership. I'm lucky to be a member. Henry and I got to go have lunch at the Minneapolis Club. I got to have lunch with Henry Lake. The man needs a burger.
It's a great spot.
It's a great spot.
Yeah,
it's open to the public. Anybody?
The bar's great. Yes.
Charlie's, go check it out. Check it out. We got to, I mean, Twins lost again today. Will they sell? I don't know what they're going to do. Tough deal with no ownership. Henry's got a big show on tap for you. Josh, thanks for your help today. I appreciate it.
It's a great Thursday. Have a great weekend.
Hope everybody has a great 4th of July. I'll talk to you Monday.
Yo, it's Jey Uso from WWE,
and I'm Jimmy Uso.
Chumba Casino and WWE are hyped for the biggest event of the summer, SummerSlam.
I know, I can't wait.
There's nothing better to do while we're waiting
than playing Chumba Casino.
Sign up today, and you could win a VIP experience
with Chumba Casino and WWE for SummerSlam.
So what are you waiting for?
Play Chumba Casino and enter for your chance to win.
Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.